Hey, Joe, did you have a lot of contact with the Browns leading up to the draft?
I had a meeting in Madison with them, and I talked to them at the Combine and Senior Bowl, but nothing like out of the ordinary, I don't think.
And do you expect to play outside linebacker?
They said that they were going to move me around a lot on the phone, so I probably a little bit of both, inside, outside.
Hey, Joe, how well do you know the other Joe that plays for the Browns from your school?
I've never talked to him, but I grew up in Wisconsin, so I was always a big fan. I haven't talked to him, but hopefully when I get there, I'll be able to ask him a couple questions about how he made his career so successful.
Joe, as a preferred walk-on, what was the experience like, you know, coming into it? Your own at Wisconsin, and what role did that play in your position now in the NFL?
Well, fortunately for me at Wisconsin, there's a long list of guys who have done that before me, so I knew if I kept my head down and worked hard, did what the coaches said, I'd have a chance, and it worked out. I always believed in myself, and now I think that just helps me going to the NFL because I know how to work hard, put a lot of time in the football, watching film, in the weight room and stuff, and I just plan on kind of amping that up with the NFL, not having school really. So take up a lot of your time. You can focus more of that into your body, into the film room and all that. So,
Joe, how much did you overlap with Chris Borland, and what did he mean to the program there?
I was with Chris for 2 years, and he was just a great guy for younger guys to look up to, just his effort in the weight room and how much he studied film, and then it showed on game day when he knew the plays before the other team was running them, and then he made a lot of big plays because of that. So being a linebacker under him allowed me to kind of learn a lot of those values, just working hard and watching film.
Hey, Joe, we can hear some cheering in the background. Who are you there with today, and how tough is it sitting around for these couple of days waiting for the phone to ring?
This is my family's here today, close family. Girlfriend, a couple of close friends. It's been some quite a good wait. I watched the draft the first day, not really expecting anything, obviously, and then yesterday, not really expecting too much, but maybe at the end. So it's probably a little, I wouldn't say disappointing, because I was kind of more hopeful for yesterday, more expecting to get picked today, but once I got the call right away today, it's kind of like, finally I know where I'm going. I'll be able to go there and do what I do best and play football now.
It looks like your production, especially sack-wise, took a big jump in your final year. What do you attribute that to?
I think a lot of it schematics with our coaches. A couple of years previous, I was more in coverage, covering tight ends and back, man-to-man a lot more. And this year, I got to rush the passer a lot more. And obviously, off-season, working on it, we had a good position coach who came in, Coach Tibisar, who did a lot for us in terms of pass rush, using our hands and technique. That all, I think, kind of accumulated to having a good season last year.
You played a lot of sports in high school. What swung it to football?
I think at the end of my junior season in football, we won the state championship for Wisconsin High School, and I had a good year. And football and basketball, it was always between like football and basketball growing up, which one was my favorite. And I think that year, that playoff run for in high school kind of switched it to football for me.
Any more questions?
Joe, anybody drafted in this round at your position is generally considered a special teams guy to break in. Did you do a lot of that at Wisconsin, having been a walk-on?
Yeah, I played special teams every year pretty much. I played kickoff and punt this last year, and my position coach came in. He did a great job because he coached the NFL for a couple of years and instilling in us that linebackers play special teams. Unless you're a bona fide for surefire starter when you're coming into the league, you're going to make your team on special teams. So he had that ingrained in us, and we were playing special teams for me as a senior, playing a couple of special teams, and I know it's important and it's something I'm willing to do.
Joe, what's it I know he didn't necessarily coach you, but what was being around Jim Leonard like for a year or so? Like, I mean, he kind of has that same kind of background story as kind of a walk-on who obviously has had a great career in the NFL. What was working with him like?
Yeah, he came in just this past winter, so I got to see him in practice and talk to him a little bit. And I mean, he's probably one of the best walk-ons to ever go through Wisconsin. And he's just a super smart guy. He just imparted on me how he kind of did it in the NFL. He's just working hard, staying in your lane, and just taking all the time. Because you have so much more free time in the NFL than in college to invest stuff into your body, because your body is your machine, and then watching film and just getting smarter and a better player every day.
Joe, how would you describe yourself, your personality on the football field? How would you describe the way you play the game?
I'd say I'm more of a calm guy on the football field. I know my assignments. I'm good schematically, so I know what I can do. And within that, just I don't like to get too out of control. Just kind of play within my limits. Kind of look at what the offense is giving me, or on special teams, just kind of looking for my indicators and stuff, and I'll go in full speed, but not out of control.
When you won the Scout Team Player of the Year, was that a big mental lift for you and kind of spurred you on to go forward?
I'd say that. The offensive line that year, I think every single one of them is playing in the NFL right now, so I was a middle linebacker in that Scout Team, getting beat up on by Travis Frederick, Ricky Wagner, and Rob Havenstein and them. So it was a great learning experience for me, and to have my efforts rewarded at the end of the year is definitely a confidence boost.